Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Hand Fascination. This file will allow you to become more aware of the fascinating beauty, the strange intricacies, and the wonderful exploration of all that is hands. Now, of course, just like with people, you don't have to be attracted to all hands of everyone. I am sure that you can find your own private pair of hands that are especially attractive to you. And there's many things in hands that are very fascinating. But before I go into that, I would like you to focus, to visualize, to imagine your perfect hands. How they look, how they move, how they grab, or how they let go, how they let you feel, or how they seem to feel, their strength, their agility, their finesse and precision. I want you to imagine each and every detail of the hands that fascinate you the most. Every crease, every perfect imperfection, how their skin bends and folds together, how it stretches over the muscles and bones, their knuckles visible when they tense, and the beautiful fascination that you can have with each and every movement, how the change in position becomes a change in perspective, how some movements denote certain actions that might follow. Imagine what those hands could do to you, what they could grab and hold, what they could touch and stroke, what they could lift and move. Allow yourself to imagine them in each and every position, all the little details and intricacies of their hands. How it would feel to touch them. How nice it would be to stare, just looking at the movements of the fingers, the hand itself, how it combines with the wrist to make such amazing freedom of movement. Understanding the strength of each and every muscle inside, how the bones under the skin support the whole shape of the hands, and of course the veins running through, providing the hands with all the nourishment they need. You even notice all the details, those little creases, the marks, the place where the fingernails connect, and of course the edge of their fingernails, how they could become sharp or worn, sweet or rough. Each and every hand is unique and special, and the ones that you have in your mind right now are even more important to you. Just imagine what they could interact with, how they could touch, how they can move all over, or how they could deny you something as simple as a touch. How much you want to serve those hands, to submit to them, to kiss and show your submission, to touch in reverence, and of course to softly nuzzle against them, feeling blissfully small and happy to be worthy of just a moment with those hands. And sometimes even when you close your eyes, you still see them, still feel them. You even sometimes hear the echo of a snap, and then the wonderful sensation of all your attention being focused on those fingers moving, melting your mind, plucking your thoughts away. It's almost too good to be true. You just keep wanting to watch, wanting to feel everything about their hands, how those hands can continue to draw you in, to grab your attention or whatever else they desire to grab. It would be so easy to imagine just some of the things that they could do to you, and yet there's always something new. Their strength, agility, finesse, precision, the patience, the roughness, the smoothness. Each one is unique. And those hands, the ones you are focused on right now, matter to you. A deep hand fascination that continues to stretch your imagination even deeper And as you draw in every detail, the texture of their skin, every crease, every perfect imperfection, maybe even the signs of time passing, little indications of moments in the past. Each hand tells a story, and the more time you spend watching, focused, drinking it all in, the more you might be able to see it. Now, in a moment, when I wake you, I will have to snap my fingers again. And which hands you see doing that snap, allow it to echo through you. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And enjoy the fascination.